The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3151. Today it's the first of a two-part conversation with Jose Perez III and Ron Man-ing of ILM X-Lab. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, Jose Perez III is the director of Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge and a supervisor of creative development and experienced design at ILM X-Lab, where he creates groundbreaking virtual reality projects across a number of world-class intellectual properties. And then Ron Man-ing is the department supervisor for lighting at ILM X-Lab, Lucasfilm's immersive storytelling studio. He was the lead lighting TD on Tales from the Galaxy's Edge and a number of other real-time VR projects. Now, I got to interview Jose and Ronman as part of the press junket promoting the PlayStation VR 2 version of Tales from the Galaxy's Edge Enhanced Edition. And for today's part of the conversation, we're going to talk about what exactly it means to have an Enhanced Edition. We'll talk about why Star Wars particularly lends itself to translation in VR and how the real-world Galaxy's Edge factored into the development of the virtual reality Galaxy's Edge. So without further ado, here is part one of my conversation with Jose Perez and Ron Man-ing of ILM X-Lab. Jose and Ron Man, thank you so much for joining me on Star Wars 7x7. How are you today?
Doing great. Super happy to be here.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Yeah, it's great to chat with you this morning.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to be talking with you both as well. So we're here to talk about the Tales from the Galaxy's Edge Enhanced Edition coming to PlayStation VR 2. And I suppose this is going to be a question you get a lot, but it's called the Enhanced Edition. What does that mean? What's enhanced about it?
A lot of things are enhanced about it. I mean, I think right off the bat, the thing that you're going to get struck with when you get in there is the visual fidelity has been greatly improved. Obviously, with the power of PlayStation 5 and PSVR 2, we could really do a lot of amazing things. Ronman can talk a lot about the lighting and the wonderful things that we did there. In addition to that, all of the DLC that we had from some of the other products that we have all been combined together. So now it's one giant project. So you get the entirety of the droid repair person story, and then audio changes, accessibility, a little bit of accessibility things, some haptics stuff in there. So, you know, all the things, like a lot of things are enhanced.
Yeah, I think from a look point of view, definitely it was basically a new toy, right? So then it becomes like, oh, what did you want to do the first time around? And so it really was an opportunity to revisit all the things that we wanted to do, like improving, revisiting environments, using more atmospherics, dynamic lighting, you know, even our visual effects were totally redone so that we get like those really sexy explosions. I think from a look point of view, it really is more immersive and a real feast for the eyes. And it was really fun for us to work on it, to really revisit something that we know so well, but actually to really make it sing better.
Yeah, the dynamic lighting alone that you get, like when the blaster fire goes and it goes down a hallway and you see the hallway light up as it goes by, it's like that just added so much extra dimension to everything. It's crazy.
That does sound awesome. And you mentioned that you're adding stuff from DLC content. Does that mean that Last Call related stuff is in there as well?
All of it's there from the very beginning, no downloading or anything like that. You just fire it up. And if you start to, if you start to run around and go back to the cantina and go to Mubo's workshop, you'll see that some of those other, like Last Call and stuff kind of overlaps. So the whole game kind of expands out in a kind of a bigger way, which I think is super exciting.
Awesome. Very cool. So, thinking about things that go over to VR as a platform, not every franchise, every kind of story seems like it could easily make a jump into VR. So in your own opinions, what is it about Star Wars that
do you think makes it viable for a virtual reality platform? What about Star Wars actually is so awesome that it practically begs to be on VR?
I mean, I think for me, I'm interested to hear Raman's answer to this too. For me, it's like, remember when you were a kid and you imagined being in Star Wars? Like, we're kind of doing that. You know, like you're literally there. You've got the headset on, you're moving around, you've got blasters and lightsabers, and you're talking to Master Yoda, and you're in this place, you know? And so I think when you have a galaxy that is completely unique and different from our world, but kind of the same, and you can explore it, you know, with your entire body, the way you're looking around corners, the way you're getting up close to things, it's a very different experience. And to me, it just really starts to satisfy that itch of, you know, the experience that I had when I was on the playground as a little kid playing Star Wars, you know, where I was there. And it's like, now it's like, I'm there and I'm like, there. And oh no, I'm going to get shot by a stormtrooper. I better do something about this, you know? So for me, it's a no brainer, you know, when you get one of the best IPs in the world.
Yeah. I think also the powers of a Jedi, right? In VR, really, the fact that you can use Force, the fact that you have a lightsaber, those are things that in a VR experience is so immersive. Like, I think that's where, from a story point of view, and also the for me, the Jedi thing is a big part. And the other part is also the fact that there is Star Wars worlds on our planet, like Galaxy's Edge. And I think the inception of this project was really a way to let people go to these places without physically having to go there necessarily. So it really is sort of a bridge to our reality. And I think when we look at VR experiences, it's such a nascent field, but at the same time, we understand those worlds through our understanding of our real world. So it's kind of an adaptation as we're growing into what can we do in VR? And we always start from what we know, which is the real world. And so Star Wars is a story that is planted in our real world. And I think that is a really great connection.
Yeah. That connection that you're talking about is, I think, one of the coolest things about our project too, where you can play, you know, Last Call, or sorry, it was Enhanced Edition, all of it now. Enhanced Edition. And, you know, you meet Doc Ondar and you do some stuff. And then when you go to Batuu, you know, actually here in the physical realm, you kind of like, you know, this alien a little bit, you know, this Ithorian right here, like you've kind of had some conversations with him. So there is this like extra connection, this extra layer of story that expands, and it makes that park feel even larger because you start to think about the stories that are on the other side of those spires right there, which is exciting.
Yeah. How much did the experience of Galaxy's Edge at either Disneyland or Disney World, like how much did that help you in the development process? I mean, were you actually spending multiple days at Galaxy's Edge and behind the scenes and everything like that?
All the things. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, when Galaxy's Edge was being made back in the day, I was in the advanced development group and we were helping put together the VR version of the park that you were walking through. So we've been watching this park grow for a while. And so, we were there hand in hand with Scott Trowbridge, who's one of the head Imagineers over there, and a bunch of folks as we figured this out. And we've got Matt Martin, you know, here at the franchise content group. And they've just been giving us like, you know, every single piece of background we could. I spent 6 hours there by myself, just walking around playing every game I could, you know, just because I like loved it and I wanted to see the Dianoga in the bathroom more. But you know, for us, like it's the same story. It didn't end, you know, like Mubo, it was such an honor to be like, hey, we're going to be the first people to really show Mubo talk and like do stuff. But his shop is right here. And it was fun to be like, and Mubo kind of has a crush on Bina, who owns like, you know, the creature shop over there. And so we put all of this stuff in there. And I mean, it is, to us, it's the same story. There's no break in story. It's the same story.
And I think, you know, it's great. I remember the video of Jose and Bobby Moynihan chatting, you know, at Galaxy's Edge and thinking, you know, for us, we took so much reference from the actual park, like from the textures, the geometry, the shapes. And it was fun to sort of think about that, building that extension. And also like when we were working on Mubo's workshop, and to imagine that behind that wall is Galaxy's Edge. Like, I thought that was really great. We have this conveyor belt with like droid parts spinning around, and you know, we made sure to leave a little space so that you know you could imagine that it's actually going back into the real world. And so anyways, it's really fun little connections, as well as of course all the sporks that we put all through the experience too. So those are important things too.
All right, we're going to pause there and we will pick up with the rest of the conversation tomorrow. But for today, it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.